Good morning. I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. The state of Illinois issued guidelines for schools that want to hold a graduation event this year. Bill Wheelhouse has more.
The idea of a traditional graduation is pretty much scuttled. The State Board of Education recommends virtual events first and foremost, but also has other suggestions, including drive-through graduations or events where people stay in their cars. It does leave it up to schools, as long as social distancing is maintained. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants to see schools offer something special.
It's a sad fact that many seniors, aren't going to be able to have a usual graduation. So we want something special for everybody.
The governor made those comments at his Sunday news conference. The State Board of Education came out with a plan over the weekend after at least one district felt the state was halting all graduation events. I'm Bill Wheelhouse.
The head of a regional branch of FEMA says it will continue to send supplies and workers to Illinois as the coronavirus pandemic continues. Governor Pritzker was critical of the White House's direct response to the pandemic in recent weeks, but otherwise praised agencies like FEMA. James K. Joseph is leading that agency's pandemic response in six states, including Illinois. He says the state's curve appears to be bending, but federal response teams will not back down anytime soon.
We're not taking our foot off the gas. We're going to continue to identify, not only as the state plans to reopen here in the next several weeks, what recovery looks like, but also what response could look like in the future as well if we see a resurgence.
FEMA has so far worked with the Army Corps of Engineers to build field hospitals in Chicago and elsewhere. Joseph says it also is coordinating PPE deliveries throughout the state. The criminal justice system may forever be changed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Peoria County State's Attorney Jody Hoos says the transformation is especially profound in the courthouse's two busiest areas, misdemeanor and traffic court, where they can have up to 100 people in the same courtroom. Hoos says her office is now disposing of minor offenses like underage drinking without filing formal charges. Traffic tickets can now be paid off in a few minutes via a website instead of requiring an in-person court appearance. Other cases are now handled via phone call or remote hearing. Who says it's likely many of these changes will remain in place after the pandemic ends. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Leah Lerner. As COVID-19 cases in Southern Illinois continue to rise, we're seeing 12 new cases in Jackson County. Jefferson County is reporting 2 new cases and Perry County 3. See more on our website, wsiunews.org. A church in northwestern Illinois apparently defied a court order and disobeyed crowd restrictions at Sunday services. During his news conference later in the day, Governor J.B. Pritzker said a court denied a preliminary injunction halting the church's efforts to avoid the governor's rules. He urged faith leaders to recognize that the restrictions are temporary. The governor says they should keep their parishioners safe.
And we're not stopping you from praying. We're not stopping you from connecting with your parishioners. What we are trying to stop is the spread of this invisible killer.
A Rockford TV station reported that approximately 100 churchgoers attended the beloved church in Lena. The COVID-19 pandemic is raising additional health concerns for stroke or heart attack. WSIU's Jeff Williams has more.
Dr. Carolyn Brockington is a stroke neurologist and expert for the American Stroke Association. She says strokes can occur at any age, but the added stress of the pandemic in our daily lives can elevate the risk.
So it can raise your blood pressure, change your heart rate, and can contribute to the development of a lot of conditions, including stroke.
Brockington says if a person shows any signs of stroke or heart attack, don't let the threat of COVID delay getting emergency treatment.
All ERs are equipped to protect patients as well as treat them appropriately. So don't stay home. Call 911.
Dr. Brockington says there's been a nationwide surge in the number of people with COVID-19 developing stroke or heart attack. I'm Jeff Williams.
You can hear more of the conversation on our website, wsiunews.org. Good Monday morning. I'm Leah Lerner.